You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the local visual art scene. So always happy to be joined by the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs and executive director of Culture Source, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
So excited about our topic this week. And we have a special guest to tell us about that, interim director of the Prison Creative Arts Project at the University of Michigan. Welcome, Nora Krenitsky.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy to be here.
The Prison Creative Arts Project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Prison Creative Arts Project is an organization at the University of Michigan that does creative arts programming in every prison in the state in some capacity. And in our state, there are 26 state prisons and one federal institution. So we have a big task in front of us. So PCAP, for short, does creative arts workshops in prisons that are within about an hour's drive of Ann Arbor. Those workshops include theater, visual art, creative writing, and music. We also publish an annual literary review that solicits creative writing from writers in every prison in the state and receives submissions from every prison in the state. And finally, we mount an annual exhibition of art by Michigan prisoners every March, which features art created in all of the prisons in the state of Michigan. And our 25th annual exhibition will open next week on March 18th.
Kind of backing up a sec, why is the University of Michigan involved with the prison population in this way?
So PCAP is currently in its 30th year, and the organization was founded by, I would say, a visionary professor of English named Buzz Alexander 30 years ago. And when the organization began, it was really Buzz's mission to reach the folks inside prisons who didn't have access to education, to creative arts, to spaces to perform. And for probably the first, I don't know, half or so of PCAP's life as an organization, he was really kind of shouldering the work of doing that himself, along with his partner, Janie Paul, who is the founder of the annual exhibition. So I would say, you know, the university's connection to this work really came from the people who were determined to do it. Our first exhibition 25 years ago featured fewer than 100 pieces of art. This year's exhibition, the 25th annual, will feature over 800 pieces of art. So really an incredible amount of growth and expansion over 25 years.
What does that expansion mean? Clearly a lot of folks are making work.
Yeah. And to your question about, you know, what does this growth tell us? I think it tells us a few things. First, it definitely tells us a lot about the growth of the Prison Creative Arts Project over the past 25 years. But probably the most important thing that tells us and the most exciting thing that it tells us is that people who are incarcerated are eager to create and are eager to express themselves creatively. Mm-hmm. That is the mission of our organization, is to create spaces where incarcerated people and those who are in the U of M community can create art together and learn from one another. One thing that I've learned in my tenure at PCAP, and that others certainly have learned as well, is that prison is actually an incredibly productive space. People are constantly writing, constantly creating art. I think you would be truly amazed to see some of the art that's presented to us when we visit prisons and see the work that's been created there.
And it's not all just like popsicle sticks and glue and pine cones or anything either.
Not at all. That's another thing that's certainly changed over the course of the 25 years of the art exhibit. I would say probably most of the art we've shown historically has been works on paper, whether that's drawings, pen and ink, graphite, but also paintings, usually acrylic, because that's most the kind of paint that's most available inside. But increasingly, we've been seeing really incredible mixed media pieces, especially over the past 2, 3, 4 years. One artist who comes to mind is an incarcerated woman at Women's Huron Valley here in Ypsilanti, who creates crocheted sculptures. So she decides on an object or a physical piece that she wants to create that year and creates it entirely from crocheting, creates the pattern in her own mind by studying pictures and using her talents as a fiber artist.
Can you share any success stories of incarcerated people who did create and it led to a better life outside of prison?
The first person who comes to mind whenever I get that question is a friend of mine named Martin Vargas. And Martin did 45 years in the Michigan Department of Corrections. He was sentenced to a life sentence when he was a juvenile. Once he was incarcerated, he began to create art. He's a self-taught artist. He mostly works in pastels as well as acrylic and oil painting. And Martin exhibited pieces in every single one of the first 23 annual exhibitions of art by Michigan prisoners. He hasn't been featured in the last two exhibitions because 2 years ago, Martin came home from prison. He was resentenced and released in 2018. He's a working artist now. He has an exhibition of his paintings in the Robin Theater in Lansing. It's really incredible to have seen Martin, the self-taught artist, grow in his artistic practice over the years. And he also, when he was incarcerated, was a critical teacher of many of our other artists.
Culture Source, one of our seven guiding principles is creativity is fundamental. And I just feel like everything, Nora, that you said is about that, where it's fundamental to us, our humanity. It's a kind of a fundamental urge and need. And, you know, it's probably fundamental to our health, you know.
It's healing and making a difference in the lives.
Absolutely. You know, one question that I'll often get is how our program helps folks advance their lives. Does it reduce rates of recidivism? And the answer is, I don't know. And the more glib answer is, I don't care. but what I mean by that is that our program is exactly what you're saying, Omari. We are committed to the idea that creative expression is a human right, and that every person, whether they are incarcerated or not, has a right to make art, to create, to express themselves, to write, to make something new that didn't exist in the world until they made it. For many folks, that does help with their... does help them to reenter society after they leave prison, helps to reduce the likelihood that they will recidivate.
So tell us about the exhibit, when and where, and it's open to the public, right?
That's right, yeah. So the exhibition opens on March 18th, and it will be open for 2 weeks until April 1st. The exhibition is in the Duderstadt Gallery on the University of Michigan North Campus. It's open every day of the week, the hours varying a bit day to day. One thing that is critical to mention about the exhibition is that all of the art is for sale, and the proceeds of the sale of the art go back directly to the artists themselves. The other thing I'll mention about that, you know, some of the more well-known and more accomplished artists sell pieces that can get fairly expensive, but I would say the majority of the art in the show is for sale for less than $100 and much of it less than $50. So if you're someone who is getting excited about art and looking to grow your own art collection, the PCAP Art Show can be a great entry point that way.
Nora Kronitsky, Interim Director of the Prison Creative Arts Project. Thank you so much for sharing all this great information with us. And we'll put links to the event on our webpage. Omari Rush, lots to take in here.
Yeah, lots to take in, and just moved and inspired and just feeling really thankful for the work that you're doing, Nora, that you're doing it also with young people at the University of Michigan and helping them be very thoughtful about their community, the role of art in people's lives, is all just really wonderful. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening to this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.